We'll chat to Transparency International shortly about its Corruption Perceptions Index. South Africa again failing to progress in anti-corruption efforts. That's coming up a bit later on in the show. In the meantime, let me know what you think about how corrupt South Africa is. What are your perceptions of how corrupt South Africa is? This morning, also, the EFF's Commander-in-Chief, Julius Malema, has been holding a press conference. He's been talking about all sorts of things, really. He's been speaking about the fire in Parliament, the relationship with the Democratic Alliance and tensions in the Joburg City Council. He's also been speaking about the decision of the EFF to disband its structures in Limpopo. Have a listen.
Limpopo, we went to the first election in 2014. In 2019, Limpopo increased votes by 1,000, which was a sign that they are stuck. And if we had intervened then, perhaps we'll be talking something else. We came back from the elections. We thought it's not that bad. Let's go. We'll deal with it. But when the Secretary General now presented the numbers of what really is happening in the country, particularly in Limpopo, it was very clear that we are taking the cope route in Limpopo. There is a serious decline in Limpopo where they even lost 25 councillors, not two. And therefore, we can't fold our arms and say, Josi is our friend, therefore, we can't do anything. Clearly, there is something wrong. Not only losing 25%, you still have Tulamela, ANC being voted at 85% in this age and era. Once the ANC get 85%, it's a clear sign we're not there. The ANC is cruising alone. And those are the most underdeveloped areas, the most neglected areas. They still drink water with animals. They don't have electricity. They don't have proper roads. When you attend funerals in the Tulamela area, you know very well that you are going to have to park your car somewhere and walk to the cemetery. Still, with all those types of challenges confronting our people, the leadership of the EFF in Limpopo is still not appealing. We can't allow that. We can't allow a situation where we are stuck with individuals who don't know what they are doing. So we have had to, decisively intervene.
That's Julius Malema speaking at a press conference earlier today. Watching that for us, Tsiri Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. Tsiri, that must be a hard call for Julius Malema to make. Limpopo's his hood, and it must hurt him to see numbers dropping like that.
Absolutely, man. You not only that, but you mentioned Josi Gutani was the chair of the province. That's a close ally of Julius Malema's. They go a long, long way ago. In fact, I think during the elections, Malema spoke about how painful it was that he, as the leader of the organization, had to go and launch his own branch because the province was not doing its work. How he, at national level, had to go all the way down to the branch to make sure that his branch does exist and is able to participate in the elections. So this was coming. I'm not surprised that the people would have performed under par, at least not according to the expectations. I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised that Julius Malema would take such a hard line. They are growing competition as far as what they're offering is to the electorate. Think about what Action is saying, the emergence of Action is saying to a lot of parties. They have ambitions to grow. We are actually quite close to the next general election. And that's kind of the work that's being done. And part of what he has to say today is that they want to launch, they want to have 1 million EFF members. They'll come up with a plan for provinces, targets for provinces, and they want to see themselves working towards that. For Limpopo, they've got a task team that will involve people like Yunise Ngozi, who are going to now be sent to Limpopo to try and reestablish across that entire province.
He's also been speaking, Julius Malema, that is, about tensions in the Joburg City Council. We've seen already so early on in this this coalition in Johannesburg falling apart, the actual council, because of disruptions. Mm. What has he been saying about that?
He says there's nothing wrong with what's happening in Johannesburg. All the ESF members and the ANC wanted is a secret ballot in order to be able to vote. But he speaks about the relationship with the DA. I'm sure you've heard him. If you think back to 2016, referring to the DA and the ANC as both devils, and that they are choosing the better devil, saying again, The DA for them is the better devil. The issue there with the DA is that the DA is not willing to work with the EFF, reiterating that that door is wide open. They want to see some of their members being given positions in those committees that are to be appointed. And I think this is happening again on Thursday. There will be another attempt in order to fill the position on Thursday. They'd like to see some of their members, councillors, be appointed in positions. And of course, that's not what the DA wants. The DA has said that while it's grateful it's been assisted to govern, it's not willing to do anything in order to give back. And Judith Malone said, but you can't do that. You can't just take without anything back. And that for them, sometimes that's what you need to do, is work with people like the DA in order to get to, you know, where you want to get. Mm. So you have to keep a lot of problems along the way.
And then he's also been speaking about vaccines. The EFF still pushing this agenda for the Sputnik vaccine, right?
Absolutely. We'll not let go of the Sputnik vaccine, saying that they actually want to see themselves setting up vaccine sites. But part of what they'd like to see is Sputnik being available. We don't see no vaccine was approved, so they want to see vaccines from Cuba being available to people. They are completely against vaccine mandates. They want people to make the decision themselves in order to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But they want beyond what is available in terms of the Western vaccines. So they're sticking to that position, but they do encourage people to get vaccinated as well.
Tsidi, thank you for your time. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, watching that EFF press conference today. Let me know your thoughts. What do you think about what Julius Malema's been saying around the National Assembly, around vaccines, all of that? Send us a WhatsApp voice note, some coming through already.
The EFF and Julius Malema can fool anybody in South Africa, but not us from Limpopo. We know him and we know them. So we rather stick to the devil we know, not EFF Julius, but Omudim. That's usually it.
Hello, Mandy. My name is Tengoko from Soweto. Mandy, I hope that they really do deal with all the corruption. You know, I'm tired of the ANC online. I'm really, really tired of the ANC. ANC and friends, tenders. You know, it's sad, Mandy. It's sad, seriously. Those people are just abusing the power and taking food from the poor, actually, you know. I'm annoyed, actually.